the chase and the hunt, and I set the pace when I'm running. I always take what I want, and I always give it 100. Don't need a bank, no, I'm funded. Play the game like it's nothing. I'm always thankful for something. Don't take for granted, stay humble. Now wake up! It's time to look at the enemy. Look in the mirror if he is no friend to me. It's not working out, maybe it's the chemistry. It's time to break up so I can make a better me. Better believe in your mind, cause it's everything. You can mold, shape, find almost anything. All it takes is some time and some clarity to find your identity. It's mind over everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the 73rd installment of The Bobby Kudo Show.
And when I feel like this, I'm immortal. When I feel like this, I'm immortal. When I feel like this, I'm immortal. When I feel like this, I'm immortal.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the 73rd installment of The Bobby Kudo Show. It has been an amazing week. I mean, unless you got your head buried in the sand. ChatGPT-4, SVB, aliens in space. Yeah, I'm not making this shit up. Welcome, everybody. So glad you're here. I am so glad to be here. Wanted to get an episode out a little earlier, but obviously life happens, and that didn't quite work out for me. But here I am today. It is Thursday. I got a lot to talk about today. I mean, first off, ChatGPT-4 has been released. If you haven't seen this thing, like, just wow. Listen, everybody's been hearing Elon talk about it. AI is coming. AI is coming. And I will tell you what. I'm not quite sure. Listen, I'm a tech guy. I appreciate technology. I appreciate, you know, the modern conveniences that technology brings us. But in this case, if you guys haven't checked this out yet, I mean, go check it out on TikTok, go check it out anywhere you want, but this thing is literally out of control. Leaps and bounds from the third version, the fourth version. They said it passed a bar exam at 90 percentile. It literally passed every single SAT. So in other words, we've created artificial intelligence that is smarter than the rest of us. So there you have it. So there's a computer that can do your job. That's pretty much it. We already knew the robots, so, you know, that was the first step, and now this is the actual intellect that these robots will, it's amazing. You know, they were talking about it and saying, you know, for people, we all learn individually. Imagine that you have an army of robots that are all AI driven, and like all of that, they all learn at the same time. You know, it's just, it's a mind boggling concept when you think about it. I mean, personally, I think this is like close to like the Skynet as you're going to get, like Terminator. And it didn't work out for them very well, but we'll see. I mean, I guess, do you stop technology? Do you stop advancement? I mean, at some point, you know, I've always said it is in man's nature to destroy himself. And this just might be the key to do that. So go check it out. Go on Google. Go check it out. ChatGPT-4. It's going to blow your mind. And outside of that, like, just get some laundry stuff out of the way. SVB, right? Silicon Valley Bank. This is very important. And the reason I wanted to talk about this now and at the beginning of the show is because I don't want to bring it into the end of the show. There's some really great stuff I want to talk about today. But this is very important for you to know and to be aware. If you didn't know, SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, pretty much a startup tech company type bank, you know, that long story short, I'm not going to bore you with all the details. Company, you know, banks, they buy bonds. They that's what they do. They buy bonds. And in this case, SVB bought a bunch of bonds at an interest rate of about like 1%. And all of a sudden, the feds raised the rates like 4%. And obviously, you can do the math. A company, a bank that's worth, you know, $100 billion is now worth, you know, half that. And everybody wants their money and they want to pull all their money out. And this is exactly what happened here. Everyone started to pull their money out of the bank, and the bank didn't have the money. And so the government got involved. The government got involved and said that they were going to, I mean, we all know FDIC, that's insurance. Your bank has it up to $250,000. That's for everybody. If you have your money in the bank, that you are guaranteed by the federal government that your money is secured up to $250,000. So with that said, anybody typically who has more than $250,000, and probably a little wealthy, probably have a little money, it would be always wise to maybe spread your money out in different banks, you know, and that really was the purpose of that. You know, the original, when they wrote that law, they wanted it that way so that it gave you the incentive to go look for a good bank. You know, you just weren't going to dump your money into the bank and just call it that. You were going to look for a good bank because they want to make sure that this bank is going to take care of your money. But in this case, four of the five bank board members that ran this bank did not have any previous bank experience whatsoever. And if you want to do the research, again, this gets a little dirty. But you can go check that out. Only one person that was on the board had any banking experience whatsoever. Everyone else was either involved with Obama and Hillary Clinton, just people that I quite frankly don't know. I mean, you know, if you go to your doctor, you go see a doctor because he's a medical doctor and he went to school to do that, right? Like, if you're going to go to the bank, I want to know that the people in banking are, you know, financial scholars who understand, you know, economics, you know, even at a basic level anyway. But in this case, there's actually a video, audio recording that's been released, and they've been very interested in their woke and pronouns. That's what they've been focusing on. They've been having these bank-wide Zoom meetings about, you know, woke and pronouns. So I guess, you know, when you lose sight of what you're actually your purpose, which is banking and, you know, making people money, and you get, you know, hung up in this whole wokeness and pronouns, then, you know, things happen. You have people, no one's running the company, it doesn't work out very well. In this case, this is what happened. The bank goes out. They don't have enough money to cover the deposits. And so the federal government gets involved and says, hey, hold on. You know, you guys are FDIC insured. And so we're going to cover not only the people with $250,000, but we're going to cover everybody. We're going to give everybody their money back. You know, when you first hear that at first, you're like, okay, well, that's cool that the government's going to, you know, these people, you know, maybe it's people that had a couple million in there, they're not going to lose their money. You know, at first glance, you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. But then when you realize what they're actually doing, you realize how scary this really is. And frankly, quite frankly, in my opinion, I believe that this was strategically planned on purpose so that the government could get involved. So now, I'm not sure if you know what happened, but Joe Biden and the federal government, they actually nationalized banking. I'm not making this up. They have nationalized banking, which means that they pretty much have control of all the banks now and the money that goes into the bank. And that's very, very scary. I mean, this is a very detailed situation. I'm just very, very lightly touching this. And if you want to do the research, I'm planting the seeds. You guys go do the research. And the bottom line is, this is very scary. This is absolutely very, very scary that the government got involved and bailed out everybody. You know, it's not the right thing to do in this case. If you did your due diligence, let's all be frank and honest with everyone here. Like, if you do your due diligence and you realize, like, for example, if you own a home or you have any property, car, anything, you have insurance, right? You pay insurance. Even though you don't use, you know, knock on wood, hopefully you never have to use your insurance, you pay and you accept the fact that you're not going to get that money back. But you know that your property, the things that you own that matter to you, are protected, like your home, like, you know, $300,000, $400,000 house, $500,000 house, you need insurance. Things burn, if it burns down, you have the means to rebuild it or to satisfy your note. In this case, you're going to be going to the government for everything. So the government is now going to be paying out, is the insurance company, like they're providing this insurance blanket for everyone. Quite frankly, I think that's far beyond stepping where they should be. When you start to involve the government and your banking, that's a very serious situation, because now, you know, a lot of people will talk about, like, the digital currency is coming. Yes, I agree. I know that the digital currency is coming, but this specific situation, if you haven't done the research, please go. I'm not gonna do the whole show about this, but you just please go check it out. You really should go and read and do some research about this just to see what has happened, because this is very, very important. This changes a lot of things moving forward, including your banking and your finances. I just can't, guys, listen, the government, anytime the government says they're going to come save you or they're going to come help you, understand what they're actually doing, right? No disaster, you know what I mean? They never let one go to waste. They never let a disaster go to waste. They will do. And the other thing too here, like, while I'm here, let's just talk about it. Joe Biden, somebody's going to take the pen away from this guy, signs an executive order for background checks. So any firearm purchased, you need a background check. And again, some of you might be sitting there going, well, what's wrong with background checks? Well, here's the truth, okay? Criminals don't have background checks. Criminals don't go and check in. Criminals don't go to an FFL and ask, hey, can I buy a firearm? Criminals do not buy firearms legally, okay? So any of this implementation from the government and trying to, look, the bottom line is they want your name. right? Because what happens is, and the other thing is, any transfer of purchase that from one person to another. So if I purchased a firearm from you or I sold you one, I'm required to submit an application so that you have a background check. So again, they know who's buying the gun. This is all about making a list. This is all about making a list. Because if you didn't know this, when an FFL goes out of business, when they're no longer in service, when they're out of business, the government takes control of their files. They take them. That's where they go. Like, so for example, you know, that's a lot of important documentation, right? The federal government comes and takes it all. So when they take that, what do you think they have? Every single firearm that was purchased and who purchased it. They have all that information. Why does the government want to know that? Why would the government want to know who has guns? I can tell you why. Because they're going to come over and they're going to come take your guns. Like, all of this is happening. Listen, this is not an accident. All right? And then, I love this. And then, we have motherships in space. There's motherships coming. Did you know this? They're talking about aliens. I mean, guys and ladies. Again, I mentioned it in episode 72. It's the balloon. Look up. Look. Oh, wow. Look over here. Meanwhile, we're sending trillions of dollars to the Ukraine. If you didn't know this, Fink from BlackRock had a meeting with Zelensky in regards to rebuilding the Ukraine. And when I read the article is like, what a great way to get the money back to America, like get the money. So we go there, right? We like, that's typical of wars anyway, right? We go over there and we're going to fix it, right? With taxpayer dollars. But they already have all this money, these trillions of dollars, right? If he goes there and gets this, you know, $170 trillion that was given to them, right? Or it's not all there because they can't find half of it. So let's just say $100 trillion, right? He goes over there and they do the work. BlackRock does the work to rebuild the Ukraine. Where does all that money go? It's not going to come to me and you. That's taxpayer dollars, okay? So in reality, the Ukraine is the largest money laundering operation ever created. We send our tax dollars over there to help. Like, I don't know how that helps. What do you throw dollar bills at the Russians? Is that how you? I don't understand. I don't. If you want to send them, again, you give a homeless person a dollar, they're going to buy more crack. If you give them a sandwich, they're going to eat it, right? Like, that's, so why not just give them what they need in equipment, and so they think they can defend themselves or whatever it is they're doing. I don't even know what they're doing over there. But you're sending all this money. So then the money goes, and then BlackRock goes over. They manage all of the rebuild, and all of the trillions and trillions of dollars of all your money and my money, goes to BlackRock, and they have all the money. Like, listen, guys, I this is not a coincidence. None of this is a coincidence. This is all in motion for a reason. You have to be looking at all of it at the same time. The problem is they're so big in their own right that it's like you're never looking at both of these at the same time. But if you look at everything and you put it all together and you were to, even if you wrote it down and you made a list, like it's a plan. It's a plan. It's just obvious. Listen, I don't care. Tin hat, call me what you want. But it's so obvious. It's so in your face. And you know what else I'll say? And I'll probably get a lot of, this is why the show is great now, guys. This is why the show is great. Hey, listen, Michelle Obama's a man, okay? She's a transgender. That's it. It's out there. You heard it. You might have heard it. You might not heard it. If you don't believe me, go on Twitter and just go. You know what? Even better. Go find a picture. She's got two girls. They got two girls. They have two kids. Go find a picture of Michelle Obama pregnant. Have you ever seen one? Because she wasn't. There are some photoshopped ones that are out there. I've seen them. They're photoshopped. You can tell. Why do you think they're shoving this transgender oldest down our throats? Why do you think that's happening? Why? And this is no offense to transgender. Like, this is, I'm not being hateful in any way, shape, or form. I'm just speaking reality of what it is. Why is it so important that we all of a sudden acknowledge, right? We no longer want to mind our business, right? We no longer want to just leave each other alone, right? No, never mind. I don't care what you are, transgender, whatever. I don't care. I don't care what you are. Look, enjoy your life. Be happy. So why is it so important? Why is it so imperative? The reason why it's so important and so imperative is because I believe, personally, that Michelle Obama, Michael Obama, is going to run for president. How do you like them apples? You know, remember the date. Remember the date. Today is March 16th of 2023. You heard it here first. And when she runs for president, I think it's going to come out. And you'll be voting for her for the same reason why you voted for Obama. Because I voted for a black man because I thought for sure that we would have unity and that the country would be at peace and that we would get along and it would be wonderful. And that's what I thought. That's why I voted for him. Once. I only voted once. Okay? Just once. I voted him for the first time. Because he had me hook, line, and sinker. Every time the man spoke, I was mesmerized. I believed him. I thought he was going to lead us to the promised land where we would live in utopia. But instead, he made things worse, like the government always does. Like, that's what they do. They make shit worse. And I don't want to sit here sounding like, you know, like all hope is lost. But if we don't do something about this, now, we have to remove money from the government. You got to take money out of the, you're never going to find people who are going to have our best interest in mind when they're being lobbied by the people that are trying to hurt us. They have all the money. If there was something that you wanted, if there was a cause or something that you wanted to have your selectman or your senator or your congressman represent for you, how do you do that? How do you even get to them? You can't. You can't. And the reason you can't is because there's too many lobbyists in front of you. It's all the money. Why is it that Joe Biden is worth $900 million? Explain that to me. Like, what has he done? He's been a politician his whole life. The guy's been a politician his whole life. How do you have that much money? Nancy Pelosi, how do you have that much money? All of them. You know, I don't even want to pick on them. They're all the same. Every single one of them. Like, none of them ever had businesses. You know, as a matter of fact, McCarthy? McCarthy owns a transportation company in China. Yeah. Yeah. So how can he make good judgment calls? Because China calls him and says, hey, listen, if you don't do what we say, you're not going to transport and shit in China. What do you think he's going to do? That's the point here, ladies and gentlemen. That's the point here. That's why I'm even bringing this stuff up today. You know, I had an entirely different show and plan for us today. And, you know, this stuff, it's too much. It's too much coincidence. It's all mushed together. And somehow they think that no one is paying attention. And I'm afraid they're right. Who's paying attention? Who's talking about these things? And it's so egregious. It's so egregious. It is. It really, really is. It's absolutely egregious. You know that the people, the Americans, that went to the January 6th event, okay, in which they're still in jail. Do you know that? Those people are still in jail. From the insurrection. They're still in jail. Do you know who's not in jail? Every single one of those people, BLM, right? All those people that threw rocks through buildings and burnt shit down and are robbing all of that. None of those people are in jail. Not a single one of them. They let everybody go. It's okay. You can burn down the city. You can rip apart everything. You can beat people in the streets. You can pull people out of their vehicles because they're white and beat them. You can do that. And we're going to let you all go. But God forbid you question the government and you go right to the Capitol. God forbid, because you will pay the ultimate price. And then they released a video, Tucker Carlson. If you haven't seen that, go check that out. You have to see that. There was no riot. I mean, from what you've seen outside, you're like, wow, it's people seem angry. But, everybody was just walking. They were picking up pamphlets. They were looking around. It was like a tour. The Capitol Police were walking people around, opening doors for them. But that's what they didn't want you to see. They said that one of the officers was beaten with a fire extinguisher. It was a lie. The guy died of a stroke, like 6 days later. The only one person that died was a young lady whose name escapes me at this point, but was shot by a Capitol Police officer. It's the only person that died. It was murdered in this case. But those people are still in jail. They're still in jail, and they keep you know, prolonging it, teach them a lesson. Because that's what that is, you know. They're teaching you a lesson. They want you to know, if you ever dare try that, this is what's going to happen to you. That's what that's all about. I'll say this. You know, I'm not afraid. But it is time. The time is now. We need to do something. Like, I'm not even sure we'll make it to the election. Like, it's that dire. And this is not a political show. The Bobby Kuto show is not a political show. But this is it's way too much. And somebody's got to ring the alarm. I'm ringing the alarm. And you should be very, very scared. Very, very aware. Because I'm not even sure what we do at this point. You know, it's getting close to where we're probably already there. Where there's nothing we can do. Just think for one second, the next email that you read might have not been written by a person. Imagine the next conversation you have with customer support and you're talking to a robot. You're talking to a computer. And you don't even know. You have no idea. There's a bunch of these, I think, widgets that go along with the AI. And one of them, to go along with the GPT-4, you record a 20-second, like, you know, you read a paragraph for like 20 seconds with these particular words. You upload it. And then you can have it, you can say, hey, GPT, write me a poem as if I were Edgar Allan Poe, right? And then it writes it, right? It's just this random poem. And then what you do is you copy that and you upload it to where you just recorded your voice. And then you play it back. And it is your voice reading the poem that the AI just created. And no one would be the wiser. No one would know the difference. No one would know the difference. You can write whatever you want. It's writing speeches. It's doing everything. So that's the world we live in right now. You live in a world right now that you don't know if you're talking to a person, speaking to a person. You don't know if the video you're watching is even real. This is mind-boggling. It's mind-blowing. And if this technology has been released to us, the people, imagine what the government's using. They're probably at GPT-15 at this point. Because they just dropped the crumbs for us. I mean, so just keep that in mind. That this is the space that we are in. And I'm concerned. I'm very, very concerned. I'm very concerned. And in this case, these things are happening at such an exponential rate. And all at once, that there's really, you don't know what direction you're going to go in. So, you know, I don't want the whole show to be about this. So do me a favor. Do a little research for yourself. You'll feel better about it. And you do what you want. You know, you keep your money in the banks. You do whatever it is you want to do. But I just feel better letting you know, you know, because ultimately at the end of the day, we are human, you know, and ultimately we are the human spirit. And we got to look out for each other. If we choose to continue to hate one another, the conclusion is obvious. Like, you know what's going to happen. Like, it's not going to end well for anybody. And if we keep arguing with each other, you know, if we keep fighting with races and what you are and what I am and what you said and what I said, I mean, it just literally out of control. Why do you care how I feel? Honest to God, why do you care? Why do you care if I call you a he, a her, a them, a Z? Why does that matter to you? And if I don't call you that, why are you so offended by it? Why does it hurt your feelings? How am I supposed to even know what you want, what your pronouns are? How am I supposed to figure that out? If you can, help me out. If anybody who listens to the show wants to do like a pronouns class and maybe, you know, explain to us what it actually is and how it works and what it means, because quite honestly, like, you guys are asking us to play by the rules and we don't know what the rules are. You know, we're all playing this crazy game of what am I saying next? Who am I? Whose feelings am I hurting now? And yet we don't know what the rules are. You guys create the rules, like the LGBTQ, and there's a bunch of other letters that I don't even know anymore. They're gone. Like, it's beyond me. Like, it's literally creating as many divisions as possible. That's what we've done. That's what we've done. And you've got weak people, a lot of weak people, a lot of weak humans, really, that fall into this mindset that rather than invest in themselves and say, hey, listen, I'm gonna make the best version of myself because I want to be successful. I want to have money. I want to enjoy my life. I want to change the world. I want to do great things. They're not. These people are hell-bent on the opposite. They want to be miserable. They want to make TikTok videos. And they want it. And you know what it is, really? It's the clickbait. The more extreme they can be, the more attention they get. And I could say this with certainty because even on Twitter, you know, they'll say something ridiculous. And then you look at the feed. I mean, granted, it may be opposing their message. But at the end of the day, it's the clicks. They're getting the attention. They're getting what they're looking for, and that is the attention. I could be honest with you. They say, oh, the kids. Listen, this is bigger than the kids. This is bigger than that mindset of, well, they're just kids and they're just. No, this is big. This is huge. This is gigantic. And you know what? And the worst part is these kids were all taught this by their teachers. That's who taught these kids. Like, oh, where do these kids learn this stuff? It's not social media. I mean, granted, social media, if social media blew up tomorrow, I'd be really happy about it. I really would. Like, if social media didn't exist ever again, it was done and over, I'd be very happy because, quite frankly, I have no use for social media. None. These ideas were taught to these children when they were in school. We didn't even know it. We didn't even know it. It was happening covert, and it was happening all over the country. You think you're sending your kid off to school to learn about, you know, math and gravity, right? How to be a better person, what colleges they should be considering, right? No, but they're not talking about that. I remember, and this is actually both my kids, they had the same guidance counselor, right? And the funny thing was, both of them struggled to get college recommendations from there. You know, they booked time and these people, they could give a shit. They could give a shit because this is what they do every day, right? If you're a guidance counselor, your job is to help these kids in guidance, right? That's your job, guidance. It's in your title, guidance. You're a guidance counselor. But yet they're in the teacher's lounge all the time, right? And it's everywhere. Because quite frankly, these people don't give a fuck about your kids. They don't. Very rare. I mean, I've met a couple of people. You know, I happen to be close with a couple of wonderful teachers, and they care about the kids. You can see it. They do. They care. But these are people. They also struggle because the system just fights them the whole way. I swear it's on purpose. You don't pay these teachers enough money. You make them buy their own supplies. You make them angry. You know, you make them bitter. Because they dedicated, what's worse than dedicating your life to a practice? Hey, I'm going to be a teacher. I'm going to change young minds. I'm going to shape the world. One kid at a time. And then you get there, right? And you don't even have fucking chalk. And you still use chalk. But imagine that. You don't have it. You don't have it. And then the curriculum is ridiculous. We're teaching our kids about how to look at white people. How to look at black people. That's the most ridiculous, crazy thing I've ever heard in my life. Insane. Rather than let's accept each other as humans, we're all humans and we're all sharing the same space. No. They want to segregate. And it doesn't surprise me. And, you know, and it does. It's hurtful. You go through TikTok and you see like some of the things people say. Like, and it bothers me because it's you're dropping a level. We're not moving in the right direction. We're not evolving. You know, what if there is aliens? What if there are aliens? What if there is a mothership? What if the aliens come down? What are they going to see? That we don't deserve to walk the planet? That we're making really, really bad decisions that we can't even exist. We can't even exist. And you know what the worst part is? It's not the majority. You've got some people people at the top of the food chain who are, I think, live outside of our reality. You know, they got these, it's like a God complex. It's the control. Like it's the idea that you can actually control everything. This isn't an accident. You know, let's not forget. This is, we haven't, you know, we came out of COVID and like, oh, we're out of COVID. Ah, you're great. You know, we came out of COVID and we just kept going. Like we just another disaster after another, after another, after another. Like it's one after another. Like we don't have peace. The Fed's raising interest rates. I mean, you know how many people are going to lose their jobs? But that's the plan. That's the plan. Because they want you to go to them. They want you to have no choice. They want you to have no choice. And if they take our guns, if they take our firearms, we will have no choice. Anyone out there, anyone listening, understand, be grateful. If you don't have a gun or the right to carry one, I mean, we all have the right to carry one, but I guess licensed to carry one, then you should be thanking the people in the world who do. Because if we didn't have guns, the government would have already done what they're planning on doing. This at least buys us some time. We have the ability to prepare. Look, I'll just drop this seed right here, right, and tell you that. If the grid goes down, the electrical grid, which is probably the easiest thing anyone's ever going to do, we have no electricity. Imagine a nation, a country, the United States of America, without electricity. Imagine the chaos. Imagine. And between you and I, I'm not sure that that's not part of the plan yet. But once they take everything from us, because they said it, Schwab said it. He said, we will take, you will have nothing and you'll be grateful for it. That's what they said. I didn't make that up. You can go look it up. Google it. This is all, and you know, and of course, these talk show hosts and Saturday Night Live, and I watched a clip on Saturday Night Live. Like just some of the stuff that they put on there is just so blatantly obvious that, and it bothers me. It does. It bothers me. And maybe it shouldn't. Maybe I should be more vocal. Maybe I should say more. Maybe I should do a little bit more. At some point, you don't realize whether you're coming or going. And like, well, did I just hear that? And is that real? And is that true? It's gotten to that point. And the worst part is that we're becoming accustomed to it. You know what I mean? You know, it's like the more it happens, you get the less and less the reactive. You know, you don't get very reactive. And at some point, when you don't do, just laying there and they're sitting there poking at you with a stick. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what's next. I worry. But with that said, listen, more important things are coming. And more importantly is St. Patrick's Day. Tomorrow, Friday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if you're going to be partying or not. I personally think I'm taking a break this year. I think I partied. Not last year, I didn't do anything. The year before that, I partied really hard. I think somebody drove me home. But so I'm Portuguese. I'm not Irish. So to all of you out there celebrating, congratulations and enjoy. And if you haven't done so already, please do me a favor. Go over to Etsy. It'll be in the show notes. Or if you follow on Facebook, just go to the Bobby Kuda Show. Go to Etsy. I got some great gear on there. Some t-shirts. Summer's coming. I got some really nice tank tops. Go check it out. Don't hesitate. Go check out Etsy. And of course, check out the website, thebobbykudoshow.com. And support the show. Patreon. Support the show. Listen, I'm doing this week to week now. So if you want to go over, support the show, subscribe. I do have the Bobby Kuda Show group in Facebook. And then I will be creating one in Patreon. And I have in case you guys don't know, a little secret. I've got a bunch of episodes that some I might have released for a very short period of time. And then I pulled them all out that I have. That was probably during one of the worst parts of my life. You know what I mean? Like I was going through a lot of like crazy shit like last year and like just really crazy shit. You know what I mean? To the point where it's like I outside of myself. So I have those episodes. I'm considering I'm considering putting those on the Patreon. And if you subscribe to the show, you can go over and you can go listen to those, because quite frankly, I'll probably never post those publicly ever again. And I think, but the Patreon would really give you a great idea of the experience, really, because I mean, the show is going in that direction. I know today we talked a little bit of some politics and some government stuff, but I think that's important to do that. You know what I mean? Because I think that's all part of, you know, moving in the right direction. You know, obviously you have to know what's going on around you, make sure your finances are in order, making sure everything's right before you consider moving forward. And in this case, with the country doing what's happening in the country now and dealing with this whole banking crisis and nationalizing the banking system, like, this is some scary stuff. And if you haven't checked it out yet, please go check it out and make sure that this isn't going to affect you. But if you want to reach out. TheBobbyCudoShow@gmail.com. Send me a message. I actually am giving away, this is great. So March 25th, I'm just going to do this now. On March 25th from 6 to 11 p.m., you got to go check it out. We'll be supporting the Epilepsy Foundation of New England at the Eagle on North Main Street in Fall River. It is going to be the 90s prom night, 9 to 11. Some wonderful people are putting that together. All the proceeds are going to help that wonderful cause. I have two tickets. I bought two tickets that I will be giving away. So I figured, what's a cool way to give them away? I figured, like, we're 40 minutes into the show. So what I'm going to do is I'll let you guys all know. I'm going to post it. I'm going to post the contest. I can call it a contest on the Facebook. But what I'm going to ask you to do is anybody who responds to me, right, on the Facebook group, you have to be a member of the group, go on the group, and you just, whoever writes "all roads lead here" first wins the two tickets. How about that, right? All roads lead here. I love that. I just, something simple. And if you're listening to the show, you listen to the duration. So here it is. That's the answer. So if you guys go on there, the Bobby Kudo Show group, if you're not a member, subscribe. I will approve the subscription. And I say subscription, but it's kind of like, you're not paying for anything. You're just joining it. And I will put in "all roads lead here." And I will, I'll give you the two tickets. These are $75 a piece. So I think like $180 for the two tickets. And it's a wonderful night out. It's a 90s prom. It's going to be a wonderful evening. We'll be partying from 6 to 11. I'll be there. I'm going to MC some of the stuff. We're going to do a 50-50 raffle and some other things. So if you're looking for a great night out, it's awesome. In Fall River, great food. It'll be catered. DJ, photo booth, like the whole ball of wax. Everything will be there. And I will be there. And if you want to come up, and I'll probably have some t-shirts. I'm actually going to order those now. I'll have some t-shirts, some things to give away. So come see me. If you are there and you're a fan of the show, come see me. I'll give you a t-shirt, maybe an autograph. I don't know, whatever you want. I mean, it wouldn't be my first autograph, so don't. So make sure you find the time and book the day, right? Go out there. I got my tux. I went to Slade's Formal on Plymouth Avenue in Fall River, and Mark over there was absolutely fantastic. Such a pleasure. You know, you go in that, and I went with a couple of friends, and we had a great time, hung out, and then we went for Mexican food and had some margaritas, and that was it. It was a great night. So do yourself a favor. Get prepared. Get on the Bobby Kudo Show group, and go type in "all roads lead here," and I will get you those tickets. I got a whole list of things here that I want to discuss with you guys, and I think we really should start getting into some maybe different segments of the show where it's, you know, I have this desire to want to send a message to everybody. You know, I am forever listening and reading. I want to figure it out. You know, if you guys don't know, I'm currently going through a divorce. It's no secret. I mean, you might as well know. It's not a secret. And you know, going through a divorce in itself is daunting all by itself. But just the idea, the road to get here, like all of the pain and anguish to get to this point, you really learn a lot about yourself. Really, honestly, I mean, when you're tested that way, when you are truly, you know, you're tested in the sense that, you know, you give a lot, and all of a sudden things change. You know, your life changes in a split second, and so you have to react to that. And there are many ways to react. And I will tell you that not all the ways that I reacted was in my best interest, especially right off the get-go, especially when I realized and I knew that my life was never going to be the same. When I realized that, I, you know, the body reacts many, many ways. And I want to share that with you guys. And obviously, you know, legalities and all that shit, I got to be real careful. So I'm probably not going to get into that right now. And that's, I think, quite frankly and honestly, that's what I'm struggling with. Because a lot of the things that I want to talk about are directly related to my journey and what my experience was a year ago, and how I felt and the things that I did to get here, to get to this exact moment right now. And I want to share that with you guys. And I will. I promise you I will. But I just need a little more time. And for all of my friends and family and the people that know me, I just want to say thank you to all of you, because, you know, without you guys, like, I'm not sure that I would have made it. You know what I mean? And there's some special people in my life, very special people in my life that were there through the whole ordeal, and they didn't have to be. And it really made a difference. It really made a difference that drove me forward and made me realize that there's a lot of life left in me, and I want to live this life to its fullest. I want to make a difference. I want to change lives. I want to share the things that I've learned through this year. I apologize to be talking like in code. You know what I mean? That's not my objective. But I just got to need a little more time, and I need you guys to stick in there and hang in there for me. So we'll do that. And we'll get into the nitty gritty. We'll get into the down and dirty. And I will. Look. The best way to not repeat is to learn. So I will try to share everything I've learned with you on this journey. So once again, guys, if you haven't done so, please, Apple, go over 5 stars. A review would be really wonderful. I'd really appreciate it. It really matters. It does. I would like to at some point maybe get a sponsor for the show. And I think, you know, possibly that's in reach, and it's contingent. So, you know, when you're done listening, please just go to Apple, 5 stars. You can leave a little small review, and I would super really appreciate it. All right. And don't forget the tickets, right, for the prom, March 25th. Go on the Bobby Kudo Show on Facebook. If you're not on Facebook, listen, I'll make an exception. If you're not on Facebook, send me an email. All roads lead here. And whoever gets to me first gets the 2 tickets. All right. It's like $200 a night. You're getting it for free, right, from the Bobby Kudo Show, courtesy of the Bobby Kudo Show and Jennifer Leatherwood Photography. All right. We're going to be giving those away. All right. So you're welcome. And reach out. So again, the Bobby Kudo Show at gmail.com. Go check out the Etsy site. Go grab a t-shirt. Go grab some gear. And of course, email me, thebobbykudoshow@gmail.com, and let me know what you think. Again, I was tempted to do a live show, and I think I may. If I do it, it'll be Sunday. I would like to, because I think on a Thursday afternoon is probably not the best time to do a live show. So we'll do one on a Sunday afternoon, I think, and I think most of you will probably be involved. Send me some questions. Send me some ideas for the show that you'd like to talk about, some things you'd like to discuss. Because again, like I said, we're gonna get into the psyche. We're gonna get into the human spirit. You know what I mean? Just, you know, remember that the soul, right? Your soul. I mean, a lot of you will think that your body doesn't. You know, your body doesn't have a soul. Your soul has a body. You know what I mean? That's so important to remember that. You know, that this is just a vessel. This flesh that you carry around is just a vessel. The soul, the spirit inside of you is what really matters. And that's what we're going to tap into. So thank you so much for being here for the duration. I really appreciate it, everyone. Don't forget to support the show. Apple, 5 stars with a review would be super, super great. And I will talk to you soon. And until then, everybody, remember that all roads lead here.
Cause I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, I'ma do shit my way. So you can go kick rocks. I'ma stack bricks up, build what I want to make.
Yo, I got a lot of shit to say, so I'ma do this every day. I'll be writing things until I'm fucking buried in my grave. 6 feet deep under, but my body won't decay. Cause my messages are timeless, so they'll put them on display. Oh yeah, I rap with a certainty, I have a sense of urgency. A message for eternity, for everyone internally. I had some people burning me, but now they fucking learn to see. I ain't the one to fuck with, now they looking nervously. And I don't really care what you think of me respectfully. You can kick rocks if you think you're fucking better, see. I will outwork you, turn you to an enemy. Hurt you so bad that you're gonna need some therapy. I got the motherfucking recipe. I've been cooking up hits, I'ma leave a legacy. You'll be looking small when you're standing right next to me. I'm 5'10", bitch, but I'm 10 feet.
Cause I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, I'ma do shit my way. So you can go kick rocks, I'ma stack bricks up, build what I want to make. Cause I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, I'ma do shit my way. So you can go kick rocks, I'ma stack bricks up, build what I want to make. Yeah, I'ma do it my way.
go kick rocks. I'ma stack bricks up, build what I want to make. Cause I don't give a fuck what you say. Yeah, I'ma do shit my way. So you can go kick rocks. I'ma stack bricks up, build what I want to make.